US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has called for a new approach towards North Korea. The statement comes only a week after three North Korean missiles landed within close proximity to Japan's eastern seaboard, and also reports of a successful launch of a new high-thrust rocket engine by the secretive regime. It's unclear whether these actions were deliberately timed to coincide with the Secretary of State Tillerson's visit in the region, but the actions definitely mark an acceleration of North Korea's military capabilities. Taylor Fuller has this report.
US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson embarked on his first official trip to Asia last week, with visits to South Korea, Japan, and China. Up until this trip, Tillerson had kept the Trump administration's foreign policy objectives for Asia a mystery. But over the last few days, Tillerson has revealed details of a new approach, explaining that the United States' policy of strategic patience towards North Korea had ended.
The policy of strategic patience has ended. We're exploring a new range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures. All options are on the table.
In an interview later that day, Tillerson went into more detail about the administration's strategic priorities in the region.
Our objective is to have the regime in North Korea come to a conclusion that the reasons they have felt they had to develop nuclear weapons, those reasons are not well founded.
But as Tillerson commenced his visit to China yesterday, where he met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, reports came in that North Korea had tested new rocket engine technology. Both Tillerson and Minister Wang agreed that tensions are escalating on the Korean Peninsula, and Wang called for cool heads and cooperation to prevail on the issue. But Dr. Adam Lockyer, senior lecturer in security studies at Macquarie University, explains that we shouldn't overstate the changes in Tillerson's foreign policy objectives because they aren't a huge shift.
Now, I think that we can overstate change in foreign policy here. So you can look back over Obama's presidency and you can see similar type of statements. So things like when asked by journalists whether or not the United States would ever launch a military strike against North Korea, the response there is everything is on the table. That's in line with standard American foreign policies. The fact that the Trump administration is now saying that China isn't doing enough, once again, that isn't out of line with what the Obama administration was saying.
According to Lockyer, the US relies on China for the containment of North Korea and that China has an equally beneficial deal in the relationship.
The United States relies heavily on China to make sure that things don't boil over on the Korean Peninsula. So historically, China's got a few things from having North Korea remain intact. The first is that US and Western troops would be on their border, so there's been that geographical buffer. But also there's a diplomatic and political buffer as well, because so much of Washington's time is spent on thinking about and responding to North Korea as a troublemaker, that China has a little bit more flexibility in pursuing its own interests in places like the South China Sea.
But Dr. Lockyer also explains that the latest high-thrust rocket engine tests are another step towards creating intercontinental ballistic missiles, and that this is one of America's biggest fears.
Reports coming out of North Korea are that these latest missile tests were using solid fuel rather than liquid fuel. The significance of that is that you need to use solid fuel to use multi-stage missiles. And that's when you get to the point where they're called intercontinental ballistic missiles, so ICBMs. And that starts to put, say, the United States within range of its missiles. So this is just one more step in the progression. It's not a major leap. It's just one more step. But they are creeping towards being able to create an ICBM, which is what the Americans see most.
Dr. Leonard Petrov, visiting fellow at the School of Culture of ANU, says that North Korea's missile program is a long-standing one and thinks that North Korea's show of force isn't necessarily a response to a new threat from the US, rather part of North Korea's ongoing strategy of psychological deterrence.
Well, the program started a long time ago with the support of the Soviet military. These days, they understand that the only security assurance can be achieved is by developing nuclear and missile technology. Nuclear technology would prevent any attempt to topple the regime or deliver a preemptive strike, and the as a form of retaliation, the nuclear, the intercontinental ballistic missile should also play the role of a psychological deterrence against potential invasion.
Dr. Petrov says that if the United States refuses to assure North Korea of its safety in the region, that it will continue to push forward with nuclear and missile tests.
North Korea cannot protect its territorial integrity without continuing with the nuclear and missile programs. They understand that China these days will not step in and rescue North Korea should it be attacked. So North Korea has to rely on its own devices, and that's what North Korea is doing, is developing its own nuclear and missile capability, regardless of what China says, regardless of what Russia and China might be voting for in the United Nations Security Council. North Korea will go ahead with nuclear and missile experimentations. The only thing which may stop these programs is the security assurance coming from the United States. And this is what the U.S. is refusing to do.
Dr. Leonid Petrov, visiting fellow at the School of Culture of the Australian National University, ending that report by Taylor Fuller. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire right round Australia on the Community Radio Network.